Brett Shaw, again, professor of life sciences communications and with the UW Extension as well. Brett.
Thank you very much. So I think he's going to switch the presentation. And also just to kind of get back on schedule, we'll try and speed this along. But basically what James Spartz and I are going to be talking about is we've heard some about the history of the Arboretum and then some of the contemporary issues. But what we're going to be talking about is how does the neighboring community, how do the residents actually kind of think and feel about the Arboretum? And this is based on a variety of social science research that we've conducted. So if you want to move... Oh, I guess I move this forward. So when we think about a sense of place, I imagine in this audience that the concept's not new to a lot of folks, but basically what we're talking about is, you know, it, like... we start to actually, have kind of these feelings and thoughts about our local places. And we don't really think about it, but they actually play a significant role in our self-identities and how we connect with our families and, communities. Having lived near the Arboretum, I mean, you come down here and play and you take a walk with your, kids and your spouse or your partner. And it's just important that these sort of place-based meanings have a lot to do with how we actually think about our community, and the Arboretum has been is such an important part of that in Madison. So again, it's not just the physical space of the Curtis Prairie or Lake Wingra, but it's also the kind of meanings and connections that people ascribe to those. And James Spartz, again, will be kind of talking about what's some of the meanings that our interviews have sort of revealed about how community members feel about the Arboretum. So what does research say that contributes to people's sense of place? Fairly common sense, but one is knowing as much as possible, understanding, what stormwater is, understanding the forest, the all the local areas. We're also finding, too, that a lot of it is the sort of shared experience with other folks, being on a canoe in the lake, taking walks in the prairie. And also, like Frank was talking about, understanding the history of what has happened at a place, that we didn't just kind of magically come to this spot, but there's been a lot of really engaging history with real opinion leaders involved in it. Before I hand it over to James, I just want to differentiate, there's again, that there's this emotional component of a place attachment, which we found a lot of. It's that positive emotional bond that develops between people. And then there's the place identity, and that's kind of more the a sort of a cognitive component and the kind of thoughts people have about it. James, where are you? And some of the important reasons why it's important to understand people's sense of place is because the more you understand what citizens think about a place, is it, can affect a variety of things like environmental policy decisions, regional development, public land management, wilderness preservation, and these are all issues that Kevin were talking about, which are kind of front on the radar screen in terms of contemporary issues. So I'm going to hand it over to James, who's going to talk about specifically about the meanings we've found in the Arboretum. If you want to take your coffee.
I was just going to set that over.
Okay.
So I basically talk to a lot of people who live in the watershed around Lake Wingra. And our work was informed by some of the qualitative methods in sociology and other social science, so grounded theory. We didn't come in with a theory and want to prove it or disprove it. We kind of came in open-minded and wanted to talk to people and find out what they think, what they feel about this place that they use. Our two main objectives essentially were to establish what meanings people had associated with this place. Community members, we basically kept it to the watershed area, and then examine those meanings, changes in landscape. Kevin mentioned the power lines going in, and obviously in listening to the history, this is a very constructed place with the prairie restoration and the pine plantings. This is not what it was years ago. We've manufactured this landscape, essentially. I think I'm just going to skip ahead a little bit. Like I said, we took a qualitative approach to this, very interpretive, looking to just gain in-depth understanding of a particular subgroup, the watershed population, not the general population. This isn't generalizable. So this is very busy, but it gives an idea of what, and this is also a work in progress, but so looking at the interviews that I did with people, we kind of took a step back and looked at the words they use, recorded everything that we did, and we transcribed it. And then, see, some of my letters got a little misplaced here, but people look at this area from different perspectives. You all have different ideas of what this place would be used for, what you would want to use it for. Everyone, this idea of multiplicity, we all have different ideas about how these things are used. So a lot of people talked about the nature, the natural aspect of it, enjoying the seasons, the wildlife. Actually had a plus and a minus with the deer population being a nuisance to some people who live nearby, and the deer get into their gardens and those kind of things. A lot of people use it for physical activity alone or with other friends and family. People looked at it as a retreat, a place, you saw the slide before, where we're now totally surrounded by urban area, and so people can come here for solitude, feeling a bit like it's up north, which, if you're not from Wisconsin, means above Stevens Point. And then people had concerns and issues related to the development of the area, too. Some of the concerns people voiced was the housing that's in back through this area. There's one large house that was built that people didn't like to see go up because it seemed out of scale. Most everything we talked about, that I talked about with people, was positive. See, there are the zoo, the beach, rules, like people were concerned about not being able to bring their dogs in. So what this means is that when you find out what people use a place for and what they think about how it should be used, that you can then inform how you're going to manage that place and how you're going to develop policies around its use. I think that's one of the main reasons why we do this. A lot of what I used as basis for literature is from the Forest Service and other places that try to manage for different uses. So people who are ATV users versus hunters versus hikers. So trying to get a full range of what people want to use a natural area for was one of the main objectives for this particular project. I know I want to be sensitive to the time here, and I think I'm pretty much done. Well, I got 1 minute to go. I don't even know that I'm going to fill that whole minute because I think I've pretty much talked about everything. So I think we'll stick around for questions later on. If you guys have questions, I'm looking forward to who we have speaking next, so I'm sure you'll all stick around for that.